This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find 15 articles there combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media. Oh, by the way, just a side note real quick, just this came to thought. Did anybody see Mr. Schemer and Deceiver himself, Anthony Fauci? Did you guys see this video going around the United States, and I'm sure it's on a global scale, of Anthony Fauci? After the cameras are turned off, he pulls his mask off right away. Folks, you are being conned by a bunch of con men, is what it is. Ill-designing men, our forefathers called them. But oh my goodness, no wonder why doctors are now being sued by major companies in the United States of America because of the falsified narrative of the COVID-19 and coronavirus. Folks, these people need to be thrown in prison at least. This is the kind of information that you can find on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of that page. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat even now. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 126 cities listening to us right now across the United States of America, along with 53 countries. If you're without the United States, you can call us as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we're going to have Mr. Dr. John Diamond on the line with us in about 8 minutes here. We're going to be talking about forcing unlawful compliance upon the people. He's going to expose OSHA laws and the such. With that said, he just put out a brand new video, and it's called The Coming Civil War. And on top of that, he also did a part two to the video that we played last week concerning OSHA laws, which is in between, and it's called Masks, an Oxygen-Deficient Health Hazard. Well, I went over there and I did a little homework on one of the three videos, and I actually watched all three of them, so I did my homework on all three of them. But in the process of doing that, some information came up, and this information is from law enforcement and community leaders in that of Louisiana, KATC, Channel 3. They broadcasted this on their TV, on their networks there, letting the thugs know that in their area that they will not be tolerated. As a matter of fact, they said that they would even hunt them down, and they called them out by name. So, folks, this is how you fight for your liberties, and this is how you win your liberties. Listen to this, KATC, Channel 3. Check it out.
The Gremlin Street Gang is responsible for hundreds of violent crimes, murders, armed robberies, witness intimidation, burglaries, drug trafficking, extortion, and brutal beatings. We've arrested 10 of these thugs and have warrants on 7 more. Every one of these animals is most definitely armed and dangerous. Darren Carter, Aaron Carter, Travis Cooper, Cody Guidry, Jaron Diggs, Kirkland Demiche, and Jonathan Landry. We have felony warrants for your arrest. You will be hunted. You will be tracked. And if you raise your weapon to a man like me, we'll return fire with superior fire. Darren Carter, you think men like these are afraid of an uneducated, 125-pound punk like you that's never won a fair fight in your life and holds your gun sideways? Young man, I'll meet you on solid ground anytime, anywhere, light or heavy. Makes no difference to me. You won't walk away. Look at you. Men like us, son, we do dumbbell presses with weights bigger than you. And the convicts in jail, most of those men are good people who just found themselves crossed with the law. They're not evil, and they don't respect you or any punk like you. They'll toss you around like a rag doll. I encourage every citizen watching this to look into your own heart and find the American courage that conquers all evil. I implore you to listen to this message and stand up. Take back your streets. Take back your country. Come forward with information about these heathens that have terrorized your community. And for those who would use this message as a way to create false racial division in our country, take a close look behind me. Standing next to every cop is a leader of our black community. This is not about race. It's about right versus wrong.
That's right.
One last message to the gremlins. You don't like the things I've told you tonight? I got one thing to say. I'm easy to find. On behalf of the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office, the Louisiana State Police, the U.S. Marshals, and every cop and law-abiding citizen from sea to shining sea, I'm Captain Clay Higgins, asking every patriot to stand up, share this video, and send a clear message to the world. We're Americans. We'd rather die on our feet than live on our knees.
Folks, they broadcast this on their local news, KATC, Channel 3 in Louisiana. This is how you deter crime. Justice guards our liberty. You send the message that you're not going to tolerate their crimes in their communities, friends, or your community, or my community. The Bible is clear on this, Proverbs 16:6. What does it tell us? It tells us, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. They're to fear the Lord, not the fear of consequence. But if they don't fear the Lord, they're going to fear the consequence by men that do fear the Lord. And it's exactly what these guys are doing in their communities. They're saying to criminals, we're not going to tolerate you. See how this works across the boards, friends? Can you imagine if this current administration did the same thing with the DOJ that he said he could do whatever he wanted to do with by enforcing the laws? You wouldn't have the issues that you have today, America. And by the way, P.S. posted script, that's how you make America great again, is dropping the hammer of justice upon the head of the criminals. Hey, folks, they're the ones violating the law, not law enforcement. And that's what makes us and these sorts in law enforcement and community leaders peacemakers, friends. We enforce the law because we understand that justice guards our liberty, just like these guys. So we stand with them, KATC, Channel 3 in Louisiana. Just wanted to let you know, we're going to be right back on the other side. We're going to be talking with Dr. John Diamond. My friend, we're going to be talking about OSHA laws. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to talk to John, 1-866-582-9933.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends, I'm going to bring Dr. John Diamond up here in just a moment here. But before we get to that, I wanted to make you aware of what's going on in the United States. If you remember rightly, about 3 weeks ago, we were talking on the radio about how when these riots were incited domestically by politicians in the mainstream media, we'll be talking more about this tomorrow again, in parallel to Los Angeles riots and who actually incited those riots. Same responsible party that have been left undone concerning justice and the law in the United States of America, not in that order, but we're seeing the same thing being played out today. I told you about 3 weeks ago, friends, what you're going to see now is you're going to see massive amounts of assault weapons or arms appear in the hands of these rioters. This is why they need all these people from the Middle East, from across the border. They're bringing people in to the United States that will actually play out in sleeper cells. They'll awake. They'll be armed mysteriously, and then there's going to be a civil war. Well, I told you that this was going to be coming down the road. We have seen over and over and over again the CIA being busted overseas through missionaries, firsthand accounts of them arming what you would call ISIS. It's a created entity. Friends, remember what James Madison rightly said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We need to listen to that because that's exactly what's being played out here. So not only is ISIS being armed by CIA, but now we're finding that 11,000 assault weapons and parts are being smuggled into America, says U.S. Border Agency, from China. Okay. Just so again you understand what's being played out here, friends. This is all by design. Okay? They're looking for these useful idiots that don't know their backside from their heads that will go ahead and do their biddings for them. Notice those that are creating the domestic insurrection never do the fighting. And the special interest groups, they finance it, but they never do the fighting. I just want to say to everybody in this country, if they want a civil war, then let them get in the ring. Let them fight it out. Because, friends, we're getting closer and closer to something called civil war. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we need to awake as to who the responsible parties are. And as I said again 3 weeks ago, All of a sudden, we're going to just see arms and weapons just mysteriously appear in America, and these protesters and looters, and I'm not talking about peaceful, lawful protesters. I'm talking about looters and rioters that are appointed and paid to do so. All of a sudden, they're just going to become armed. So I agree with what's going on in this country right now, friends. In many places in the state of Minnesota, you can't even buy ammunition right now. Guns are being sold off like crazy. You thought Barack Hussein Obama was the gun salesman of the year? By the way, I was the one that wrote that article before it hit the mass conservative media. In saying that, friends, he was up until Donald Trump, because there are gun sales like going out of mind, just out of mind. They're skyrocketing, okay? It's hard to get guns, and it's hard to get ammo. And again, America is paying attention, and I thank God for those that are paying attention. So without further ado, as a matter of fact, John Diamond, my friend that I'm pulling up right now on live radio, Dr. John Diamond is actually the one that we played some audio just last week concerning OSHA laws. And I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, well, let's get you up tomorrow and let you just vent on the listeners concerning OSHA laws. And you also, my friend, Dr. John Diamond, also wrote about the Civil War, so we're aligned there as well, Dr. John. And the fact of the matter is, I just want to welcome you to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to thank you publicly for the things that you're doing out there in Pennsylvania for the country as well, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Hey, my brother. Greetings from Western Pennsylvania. I'll tell you what, it's a great thing to see on your scroll over there. There's a whole bunch of people from Pennsylvania listening to your listening to this broadcast. So
I did not know that. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I saw three or four people from not only PA but Western PA. So at some point, you're going to have to put in a little plug that our organization, Peacemakers Outreach, is bringing you to Western Pennsylvania here at the end of July. We can either do that on another show or later today, but I'd like your listeners to know, and we get a heck of a crowd up here to listen to you.
Well, amen. I appreciate that. Let's talk about that during the last segment here. But before we do that, what I want to do is, John, is I want people to understand who you are and what it is that you do. Can you kind of do a bit of an introduction for us real quick, please?
Yeah. I graduated in 1983, spent 8 years in the military, guarding nuclear weapons as a security police specialist. Got out of that, got saved, went to Bible college, worked my way through 20 years of Bible college, got my doctorate in education, worked for the electric company the whole time as a lineman, working my way through, and then the Lord kind of called me to step out in faith and bring my family here to Western Pennsylvania and start Peacemakers Outreach, which is primarily a discipleship teaching ministry, but we also deal with a lot of the education and history things that you deal with, and history's just repeating itself. In my first book that I wrote back in 2003, I said that America was heading to both a civil war and a new revolutionary war, and that these two would combine. And that's exactly what we're seeing in America today, is we're seeing that America is getting ready to go through both another American Revolution and another civil war. And these are probably both going to be necessary to purge this nation of the evil that's in it, and also to restore the constitutional republic that we are guaranteed under the Constitution. So glad to see that you're in the fight, and glad to see that a lot of the patriots on here are in that fight.
Amen. And that's exactly what they are. They're the purge type. They understand. We have the sheep over here understanding what's on the horizon in the United States of America. I want to reiterate the point. History is repeating itself to those that have not learned from history. In America, that's what's happening here. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. John, last week I played some audio on the OSHA mask. The OSHA laws and the violation of OSHA laws as to what's taking place here in the United States, because what we're seeing is forced compliance. Obviously, this is happening on a global scale today. But can you just give us a bit of overview on OSHA law and how it's literally being turned inside out, turned backwards against the people, and instead of against the government, who's attempting through totalitarian methods to force compliance by wearing a mask that they have no lawful or constitutional authority to be implementing on anybody. Can you tell us a little bit about that OSHA law, please?
I've been in deal with OSHA law for many years as a lineman for the electric company. We used to have to go down in manholes and remove asbestos from the cables. That's what they used to wrap them in fireproofing for 60 years or so until they realized it was bad. But we had to be fully fitted for a respirator. I mean, we had to put it on, plug it into a machine, run in place, stand up, sit down, do knee bends, read a paragraph. I mean, that respirator had to be absolutely 100% airtight just for the particles that would come off the asbestos. Now, if you needed something like that for asbestos, with the size of an asbestos fiber is like a tree limb compared to what a virus is, and they want to convince you that, you know, your bandana is going to do the same thing as a gas mask or a fully fitted respirator. So OSHA laws have been very clear, and you posted my and I appreciate that you posted my video, and it went from 40 views to 21,000 views with your help, so I appreciate Amen. what you did for us there. And then you posted another one from Nino Vitale, which is my former representative out in Ohio. There's more than enough scientific evidence out there right now that these masks create a hazardous condition. And man, I got some comments on there, and it's just funny. I'm working on a radio show called Unhinged, which basically means people are mentally unbalanced. And this whole nation, because we've left the standard of God's word, I mean, people are just doing what's right in their own eyes. They have no moorings. They have no anchor for even their thoughts. And it's just crazy.
That's why we always say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. John, I want to go back to what you said about your said representative in the state of Pennsylvania. I'd actually watched that video this morning, and it was showing, with the use of several students, the different type of masks. And he would have this little gauge, and he'd put the gauge inside of the mask, and almost instantaneously, the oxygen levels would go to dangerous levels. And it didn't happen for the first one only, but also the second one and the third one. And then he took it to another test to show you. And by the way, he did this out in the middle of nowhere, okay? Not in the city. He went out in the middle of nowhere where there's fresh air, and he showed you the danger of these masks. Real quick, John, I'm just kind of curious. How is it, because I know that you have backbone. I know that you're a fighter. You're a lot like me. Your message is almost identical, and I praise God for it. Rare as hen's teeth, you are, my friend, let me tell you. But with that said, I'm kind of curious, what happens when you go onto an airplane and or any other company or your workplace and they mandate a mask, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, you fall over because you've lost oxygen that goes to your brains, endangering your life, even causing health hazards. Who's to blame for these kind of things? I mean, obviously the answer is what we all know, but rest assured there's some people that don't know. So with that said, I want you to answer this right on the other side of this segment. Folks, you got Dr. John Diamond, Bradley Dean, talking about OSHA laws, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States intelligence is tracking threats against Americans abroad
every single day. Pompeo was also pressed about reports that Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Talking to reporters, Secretary of State Pompeo insists President Trump is well aware of the risk that Russia posed to the United States.
President Trump has been serious about responding to this in a way that protects America, keeps Americans safe, and every day working diligently to make sure that we keep our soldiers safe.
Senate Democratic leaders are proposing extending the $600 unemployment bonus payment beyond its July 31st expiration date and having it phased down based on state unemployment rates. Some business owners say they're having a hard time getting their employees back to work because they're making more on unemployment. You're listening to USA Radio News. The first of the month means minimum wage hikes taking effect in states across the country. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic.
More than 20 people are under arrest for various offenses in Seattle's CHOP zone. The protest zone in Seattle is being broken up by police. Police also are tweeting about some of the disturbing things they're finding, including a man who had a metal pipe and a kitchen knife when he was arrested. Improvised spike strips were also found in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can join us live on YouTube even now on the right side of the page. Join us on live chat and or beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, beforeitsnews.com. Join us on the right side. Click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. You can also call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Right now we're talking to Dr. John Diamond, forcing unlawful compliance upon the people. We're exposing the law, or I'm supposed exposing the crime with the use of the law, Romans 3:20, and we're talking about OSHA laws right now. And let me just reiterate my question, okay? But I want to put something before that, if you don't mind, John. You were telling me on the phone the other night about three things that are actually scientifically wrong with the face mask mandate. Can you tell me what those are first and foremost?
First and foremost, they don't have nothing that you wear is going to protect you from a virus. The virus is so small that putting a mask on, any type of mask that anybody's wearing in public, is like putting a chain link fence up to keep a swarm of mosquitoes out. Anybody who thinks that a mask is protecting them even 1% has been lied to and has been misled. That's the first thing. The masks are totally 100% ineffective. Secondly, what they're doing is they're depriving you of oxygen. Now, it's not that the mask does not allow oxygen to come in, but when you breathe out, what you're doing is actually pushing the oxygen out and filling it with CO2. And that's the third one, and this is what nobody's talking about. CO2 is part of your waste. I mean, your body brings it. You know, you drink water, food, and air to nourish your body, and then you get rid of all three of those. That's the way the good Lord designed us. Okay, you wouldn't think of drinking your urine and eating your own feces, but you're okay with breathing your own filth back in. And that CO2 is poisonous. Now, I'm doing about a 15-minute video here I'm working on right now just to lay this this all out, showing science and the websites and everything else, that you exhale 38,000 parts per million of CO2. They have done studies. National Institute of Health, who Fauci works for, has done studies that said if you breathe even 1,000 back in, it leads to headaches and impaired mental abilities. If you breathe 5,000 in, it actually starts to change the physiological structure of your cells in your respiratory, your cardio, and your nervous system. I mean, these are facts that have been proven for years, and they are absolutely being ignored. So masks are 100% ineffective. You're creating an oxygen-deficient environment, and you're getting what they call carbon dioxide toxicity, which will lead to cancer eventually. It'll acidify your blood, which is a breeding ground for cancer.
Well, which, again, works for big pharma, big Western medicine, and the list goes on. So they create the problem, and then they have mysteriously in the back there, they just happen to have the cure or remedy concerning the very issues that they themselves created. Nothing new under the sun when it comes to the medical industry. I wanted to say this now. Secondarily, the question that I asked to you during the last segment was this. So if I am told by my employer I have to wear a mask, or if I'm traveling and the airport tells me, well, listen, you have to wear a mask when boarding the airplane, and you have to wear the mask during the duration of the flight, thus, from what you're telling me is endangering my life, let's say something does fall to me concerning health hazard, okay? Who is then held responsible for the health hazard if they mandated me to wear the mask, which caused the health hazard?
Absolutely everybody, starting off with your government and then any employer, any restaurant, anybody who forces you. Now, you can always walk out of a restaurant, but when you're dealing with things like airplanes and especially the workforce, I just sent a letter over to my corporate lawyers because I was
good
told by
you.
my employer last night. He said, you know, if I see you without your mask, I don't ever put it, I have to wear it at work, but I don't ever put it up over my nose because I'm not going to breathe that toxic air. And he says, you know, I'm not going to enforce it today, but if I see you next week with it on, I'm going to have to walk you out. And I said, well, I was hoping you'd walk me out tonight because all you're going to do is make my case. There's going to be so many lawsuits against companies and against the government for this. Everything that they are doing is absolutely illegal. It's legalism. I mean, when you think about it, laws, and Jesus dealt with this with the Pharisees, laws were created for man. Remember, the Sabbath was not created, man was not created for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was for man to give us a day of rest. Well, the Pharisees were a bunch of legalists who just cared more about laws and rules than they did the people. And Jesus had to go back into the Old Testament and said, remember David and his men were hungry, and he went in the temple and ate the bread that wasn't lawful to eat? Because the Pharisees don't care about people. Oh, well, you know, we got to just follow these rules. I don't care if your people starve to death. You know, we just got to be pious and follow these rules. What you're dealing with in America is absolute legalism. And our inability to come back to the Judeo-Christian scripture to, you know, to give us that grounding is what made us so unhinged. And we are living in a repeat of the Revolutionary War. I was looking at this before we got on the air, and this is what happened prior to the Revolutionary War. The Parliament in Britain passed the American Colonies Act in 1766, 10 years before the Revolutionary War. And they basically said, we can bind you in any case whatsoever. In other words, what law we pass, you have to obey. What we say you can't do, you have to do. And Thomas Paine wrote The Crisis, and he said, Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then there is no such thing upon the earth. That's what I told my church Sunday morning. People, you are enslaved. You are enslaved by your government, and you don't even realize it. And I had a guy I grew up with commented on my face mask video, and he said, you know, government making you wear these masks are not depriving you of your freedoms. And I said, you are constitutionally ignorant. They just put you on house arrest, which deprives you of your Fourth Amendment. They just prohibited freedom of assembly and freedom of religion, which would violate your First Amendment. I think they went through the list and said, how many constitutional principles can we violate? You are enslaved to your government right now, and it is going to take another revolutionary war to turn this thing back around. And now there's ways to do it peacefully because we have God, the history, the Bible, the Constitution. We have everything in our favor if we can just get the patriots to rise up, throw these bums out that are either violating our rights or not protecting our rights, and we can turn this thing around peacefully. If not, you know, push comes to shove, which happens sometimes. You know, it is what it is.
That's, you know what, this is the language that the American people need to be speaking right now, John. Because the fact of the matter is they're not there yet. They're still caught up in this little mamby-pamby pillow talk coming from today's conservatives and the hirelings from the pulpits across the country. They don't realize they're being pushed into war, Amos 6:3. And the fact of the matter is that's exactly where we're going, but they want to continuously put a pillow under their head and put them back to sleep, Matthew 13:35. And the Bible tells us clearly that when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Well, the fact of the matter is you make slaves by keeping them uneducated. But in this country, as you well know, John, and listeners, you enslave people through a lack of knowledge. We have all the light in the world to know the difference between right and wrong through God's moral law. So if we want to wickedly depart from God, we're going to get the results that come with it. And that's what we're seeing in this country today. So that's awesome, John. Can you make this more clear? So can I bring you to the letter that you just sent to your employer? Is that too personal?
No, you go right ahead. I mean, I sent an email over to you, and like I said, as a non-commissioned officer and a graduate of Air Force Leadership School, I was told to use the chain of command, and I use it every time. But ultimately, at some point, you got to keep appealing it up the chain of command until you get the right resolution.
Okay, so let's say the rubber meets the road in this particular situation. They come back to you and tell you, you are wearing that mask, and if you don't wear that mask, you're fired. I already know the answer, but what say you?
Yeah, I mean, this is where the courage is. This is what the Christian church lacks, because what we have in America today, and especially even among your listeners, there's some people that really know under, but we don't take that next step of boldness, right? And that's why when the founding fathers of our faith, as I call them, the apostles, were just beaten by their government, told not to preach the name of Christ anymore, they went in that upper room, and I deal with this in my Appeal to Heaven book, which, a matter of fact, just went to the publisher today with Trinity Broadcasting. They went up in the upper room and they said, why do the nations rage? And, you know, they plot a vain thing. And they talked about government casting off God. And he says that we need to appeal to heaven. So they prayed for boldness because they knew they were going to have to go back out and confront their government. The people have to understand, when Jesus dealt with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he was not dealing with religious leaders. He was dealing with political leaders. These were the Republicans and the Democrats at the time. I had a guy yesterday try to tell me, well, those were the
Mark 8:15, by the way, yes. Yep, I'm with you.
He said, no, those were religious leaders. I said, how can an atheist be a religious leader? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, the Sadducees were atheists. They were secular humanists. I said, you err not knowing the scripture. When they came to Jesus and they were questioning him about the resurrection, Paul stood before the Sanhedrin in the book of Acts, and he realized there was a division between Pharisees and Sadducees, and he said, hey, I'm here because of the resurrection. And it says this, because the Pharisees believed in neither spirit nor angel nor resurrection. They didn't believe in a four-dimensional universe. They were atheists. God is a spirit. They didn't believe in spirits. They didn't believe in angels. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in God. So how could this have been a religious leader? And boy, that shut them up real quick.
Yeah, well, this is true, and the Bible tells us in John 11 they didn't want to lose their place nor their nation. They wanted control over the people, and so just to back up what you're saying, that's exactly true. I want to say this, and again, I want to play the devil's advocate for a moment. Again, holding to the word of Christ, okay? What we see happening today is, for example, we have Menards in the state of Minnesota. You go there and get all your little goodies, and they always sell themselves as the, you know, mom and pop store. And, well, what they're doing now is if you try to walk into their store, they're telling you, you need a mask, and you have to pay a dollar to get the mask. Believe it or not, that's what they're doing here. We haven't been there since, right? I said, absolutely not, turned around and walked out. Now, what we're finding out, and we've known this for some time now, is these corporations, what they've had to deal with, is they're being forced by the government to do their biddings because these corporations are taking the money from the government as they're being shut down on so many fronts. So they're put in a gridlock, and the government is extortively controlling these corporations today over the people. What happens, John, if they refuse to obey the government by saying no to the money? Then we we have the Attorney General coming in to bring the lawsuit, so they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful, it's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so got Dr. John Diamond online with us right now. We're talking about OSHA laws. I got one more question after a couple more questions concerning jumping over from the secular realm into the church realm. So I'll get to that in just a moment. Dr. John, you know as well as I do what's happening across the country. When this contrived scam concerning the coronavirus being sensationalized was being perpetuated upon the American people, the government came in and said, we're going to quarantine. We're going to stop everything. We're going to tell you to shut down your businesses, and we're going to go and tell you to stay close to home. Okay? They have absolutely no business in doing so whatsoever. Okay, that's the first thing. Then what they did is they told the companies, which they knew they would drive into bankruptcy, if they didn't, those companies didn't take the money from the government. Okay. I want you to pay attention to the government taking money from the taxpayers' coffers and extorting the people through forced compliance. Pay attention. When we went to Menards, they told us before we walked in, the mom and pop shop, this is how they sell themselves, right, in Minnesota. Walked inside, and I knew it was coming sooner or later. And these are the only ones that really went along with it in a major way, at least in my community. Right when I walked in, they said, you have to wear a mask, and now you have to buy them for a dollar. Okay. Well, then you talk to the owners of these companies that have shut down, who took the money. They don't realize that the government is creating dependence. And we're hearing now, you just heard on the news feed, that many of these people don't want to go back to work because they make more money from the government with our money that the government stole, right, to give to them so they don't have to work. But it's interesting, they're making more money from the government than they are actually working. Those people are part of the problem, by the way. But you have these companies saying, listen, we took the money from the government to sustain our companies, okay? In process of doing that, the government comes behind them and then gives them their lawful edicts that you better tell the people what they need to do before they walk into your place of business. Because if they don't do it, the government, all the while knowing this, if you don't do that, those people could come in, say they contracted the coronavirus, and then sue your company so you have absolutely nothing left. Do you see how the people and the businesses are stuck in between a hard place, a rock and a hard place, in a gridlock by their own government, John?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I told my local leadership here, and really even our corporate leader. You know, I said, look, I understand you guys are between a rock and a hard place, all right, but ultimately at the end of the day, I got to protect my health and the health of the people around me, because I mean, there's nobody here that seems to want to stand up for anybody's rights, and that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, as Christians, we're supposed to rebuke the oppressor. We're supposed to take care of the widow and the childless. In other words, the people that don't have a voice, we're supposed to be the voice for us. And that's why God raised you up. That's why God raised me up. We are rebuking the oppressors. Those who cast off God and essentially think that they are God are the ones that are causing this type of tyranny. And these are the people that need to be rebuked. They need to be removed.
Yep.
And if they're committing crimes, like the governor of Pennsylvania here, who shoved all these elderly people back in these homes, these five Democratic governors who shoved all to run the death rates up, these people need to go to jail. And our health secretary in Pennsylvania, who's a transvestite male who's unhinged and thinks he's a woman, he took his mother out of the nursing homes.
Of course.
We're shoving everybody back in. There is absolutely no way they have plausible deniability that we didn't know this was going to happen. They ordered them all back in, and then it pulled it back out, and guess what? So I'm telling you right now, they have not a leg to stand on, and until we put attorney generals, whether at the state level or bar, just like you say all the time, we need to enforce justice. That's biblical. That is 100% biblical. It's the one thing that we are not doing in this country is holding these criminals who are in government to their feet to the fire.
Exactly. I wanted to tell you that just now while I'm live on the show, my Twitter account was just locked. You know what for? Trump calls out Obama for his treason again. The lawful consequence is death, not name calling. Hang him. That's what our laws mandate. And it shows you how the system is set to be subversive towards God's law in making God's law void by adhering to man's tradition and what he would call law, which is really policy. I just wanted to bring that into the equation. It's interesting to note, John, and I'm so glad that you're saying that it's exactly right. And I knew that you were of that mindset. But folks, listen, what you're hearing and what you're seeing, corrupt politicians mandating through totalitarian government, friends, keep in mind it never applies to them. They think they're demigods, America. It doesn't apply to them. I just told you at the offset of the show today, Anthony Fauci, this little criminal himself, this little rat, and a rat is what he is. He's a little con man. He waits until the cameras are off, and then he immediately pulls his mask off. See, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Now, John, we got a short amount of time, and you like to talk as much as I do. I got a question for you from one of my live chat friends, Zyle. Can you ask the doctor about being forced to wear masks when an employee at a nursing home? Any way to avoid it?
Nursing homes, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I've never studied the nursing home laws. Here's the thing that I would just say. Go online and look what a virologist has to wear to protect themselves from a virus. All right? And you could even publish the letter on your website if you want, what I sent to my corporate people. Anybody that wants a copy of that letter, I wrote it as an educational tool just to inform the people that, look, these masks do zero good. They create considerable harm. And once that's out in the open, then they have nothing to stand on. But look, we're just legalists that either want to have you under our thumb. That's what our governors are. And if you want to get into it, if you actually look at the states that are shut down, it's because they want to control the mail-in ballot because it's too unsafe to go to a voting booth, but it's okay to pack into a Walmart. That's what this is all about and has been from the very beginning. Now, if they can win Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Michigan, and Wisconsin, if they can flip those five states, they can flip them all Democrat. So this is a well-contrived plan from the very, very beginning, that if they're successful in doing that, and President Trump just sued Pennsylvania the other day for voter fraud and improper voting.
Of course, yep.
That's exactly what this thing is all about, 100%.
One more question for you, John, again, because I know you're going to say much, and I totally appreciate it. Thank you for the voice rest, brother. no pun intended here for all serious notions, friends. I definitely need a voice break, but I totally appreciate you, John. We'll do this again soon. But what does the church need to understand about how to approach this government tyranny? And obviously, again, there is no in-betweenites. So what say you to bring about resolve concerning what we're talking about across the boards in the United States? How would you lead this conversation with the listeners today, John?
Education, and that's what my doctorate is in. So what I'm doing is I created a book, again, called Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, and that's what we're doing. So that just went to the publisher. You can still get it online right now at appealingtoheaven.org. And then I'm also creating several courses. If you go to divineworldview.com, I just started a YouTube channel. You can go on there and you can click on View Courses. It'll take you to YouTube. I'm creating a ton of courses that'll be free that people can use to educate themselves. One is called Americanism, A Course in Citizenship and Ethics, which basically tears down the 12 lies that Christians have bought into that keeps their mouths shut and them sitting in their pews. If we can wake up the American people and educate them what God says about basically every issue with regards to government, and we activate the church here in the next 3-4 months, we can absolutely turn this around, and I think we will. I think that's why God laid that appeal to heaven on my heart. Moses used it against Pharaoh. You know, and I hear people saying, we're not supposed to be involved in government. I said, you realize every story you tell your kids in a Sunday school class is a confrontation between a believer and the government?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Moses going to Pharaoh, the Hebrew children going to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel going to Darius, Esther going to the king because there was a conspiracy against the believers, Jesus against the Pharisees. I mean, it's just rife. The Bible is rife with believers rebuking tyrants.
Yeah, I don't understand what it is that they strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel to their own demise, and they don't pay attention to that fact. I want to tell our listeners that I'm going to be in Pennsylvania with Dr. John Diamond on the 18th of July. John, can you kind of lay out the particulars with that event up and coming?
Right now the way it's still kind of in motion a little bit. One of the things that we're going to be dealing with is the racial issue. I've got a black brother pastor here in town that I've been talking to. Me and him have kind of pulled this thing together. We're going to look at this from both sides of it in the spirit of Christ, in the spirit of reconciliation. That's what Peacemakers Outreach is about, is, you know, a peacemaker is somebody who comes between two warring parties and basically tries to make peace, whether it's in a marriage or whether it's politically or in a government or between races. So that's what we're going to try to do here, and then we're going to bring you in to do your thing.
Jack, folks, we're talking to Dr. John Diamond. John, how do people get a hold of you? You got about 5 seconds.
Go ahead and go to peacemakersoutreach.com or divineworldview.com.
Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.